following is a digital media production.
Yo, what up? This is In The Conversations, D Lemon, man. I'm here in the building. This episode, man, we gonna stream that whole TLOP in the background because it's very hard for motherfuckers to obtain it. So we want you to hear that shit. Tune in.
Time for the End of Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon, crazy's Dominican, you know, Vladimir Camayo, my cool man from the county of Dade, Ali Muhammad.
Yeah, we are back in the conversation. This is Damian Lemon, and on my right hand side, I got. All right, well.
Yeah.
On my left hand side, I got.
Yeah, you got the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad, in here.
Couldn't wait to get to that drop.
Welcome back, D.
Well, it's good to be back, man. I thought we was going to have a triumvirate. Vlad is out. He's working, you know what I mean? Making it happen out there in these streets.
Yeah, y'all cats was getting that money last week.
Yeah, man. We both had to get missing, as you would say.
No doubt.
But I tuned into hashtag very black. Her air auntie.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? And Algorithm.
Algorithm up here tearing shit up.
That was a cool episode. There was points where I'm yelling at the thing. I didn't know you wasn't a hot sauce man. I didn't know you ain't had no hot sauce preference. I was very mad nobody was shouting out Louisiana. But I see that the SoundCloud cats got to it, but you know.
Yeah, yeah. They were saying Pete's or whatever.
Oh, Texas Pete's. Yeah. Texas Pete's is good. I'm going to tell you some good. This is like more new age hot sauce, but Nando's. Nando's Peri Peri sauce. Check that out. Go check that out. Get you the either the hot or even the garlic banging. All right.
Wow,
Now we done with our hot sauce portion of the.
D Lemon is officially black, y'all.
Yeah, man. Yeah, you know. That's definitely. And then you was like, you a ranch cat, but you don't rock with Cool Ranch Doritos. I didn't understand that.
Cool Ranch Doritos is like, that's a weird manufactured chemical ranch.
So is ranch.
Yeah, but it's the original ranch. It's the ranch you know.
All right.
your poison.
I guess so. I see what you're saying there, man. But anyway, man, it's good to be back at the table with the people. Shout out to Chris in the building.
No doubt.
You know what I mean? Chris keeping it quiet.
Hey, how's it going, D? Good to have you back.
Good to be back, Chris. All right, there you
Chris
go.
Chris might not want to jump in all this blackness going on this
week.
I was
thinking about that. How you feeling as a white man with all of this black talk going on?
I mean, I love it because I don't get to, this is stuff that I don't get in my, week. So you guys come in, you're talking about a bunch of stuff maybe I haven't heard about, but it's good. I'm interested in it. I was going to say that Texas Pete, I like the Texas Pete wing sauce.
Ooh.
It's real good.
A wing sauce, okay.
Look at that.
Submission. I ain't got to check out the Texas Pete wing sauce, but I like that. It's a black people intensive when he come in here. And I go back to my white world and be cool.
Be cool.
But, I was thinking about it because I've been seeing, like, the media push back to a lot of black events that have been going on. Mm-hmm. You know, Beyonce.
No doubt.
Shout out to SNL because they did a really funny sketch.
Mm-hmm.
Beyonce, when they found out Beyonce was black. But, you know, the Beyonce shit, the Kanye shit, we're going to get into that. You know, but it's just a lot of... It's a lot of white people like, all right now. I mean,
it's
palpable. I can feel it.
And then last night Kendrick just took it to peak blackness.
Yeah, what was peak blackness about it? Was it the incarceration
situation? He had a black eye.
He had a black eye?
Yeah, you see that shit?
I didn't see it. I saw it on the replay, so maybe I ain't had a DPI.
They had a black eye on him.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? He had to change, you know what I'm saying? He spoke on, you know what I'm saying, a lot of those issues. That,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's saying, we going to be all right, which is like the new Negro National Black Anthem.
It's definitely a protest song.
You know what I'm saying? It's definitely a protest song. You know, it was a Black Lives Matter undercurrent song.
True.
You know what I'm saying? He had a big bonfire burning, and he was black and had the African African drums.
Had the Compton, Africa.
Compton, Africa. He had the African dancers. He was up there sweating with a black eye. Come on, man.
As black as it could get. All they did was a spades game and a bottle of Louisiana.
Come on, man.
Go ahead, Kenny.
He went all the way.
Cornrow, Kenny.
Cornrows. He went all the way, man.
Mm-hmm. I like it, man. We need that. Hey, man. Feels good.
Definitely. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, I just think it's a...
Y'all about to have a white president. You know, we're going to fall back a little bit. Not fall back, but, you know, we... Nah, what the fuck am I saying? I'm just saying, listen, man.
What are you saying?
Let us... Like, it's an interesting thing. Like, I feel like we fully... Not fully, but I like this. It's a black moment in time where people are being... unapologetically black, and people just gonna have to fucking get comfortable with it, because that's always been the thing. Like, you know, don't make white people uncomfortable.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? These motherfuckers that have died for just that.
Right.
Making white people uncomfortable by just being yourself.
Right. I saw a meme after the show, after the Grammys last night, and it was a tree, and it had a sign on it, and it said basically like the white people section. And then it was a black dude leaning on a tree and then leaning on that same tree. And they was like, this was Kendrick at the Grammys.
Just leaning on a tree.
Just leaning all on a tree. But you know what I'm saying? I think what the artists are doing now is just more so reflective of the current of what's going on in culture. So it's not like, you know, Kendrick came and did some, you know, something out of the blue and just shocked the whole world, because he's just tapping into the conversation that's already going on. You know what I'm saying? And that the people are having. Beyonce's just tapping into the conversation that people are having. You know what I'm saying? So you can't, you know, at a certain point, you can't run away from what your core demo is actually doing. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, but I want it to be a conversation, because I think that's how we're going to get further. Like, it needs to be a conversation on both sides, like, to where, you know, everything, like, it's going to get deep if it continues. And I feel like that's for the best, you know, and it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be turbulent. But if we committed to it, I think it's, you know.
But I think that's the whole point. Like, you know what I'm saying? When the artists jump in, that's when the conversation has to be had. You know what I'm saying? When you do it at the Super Bowl,
right,
it has to be talked about. When you do it on CBS, on the Grammys. So this, you know, was Super Bowl CBS last?
Yeah,
last
I think week? So.
So if you got CBS 2 weeks in a row,
right,
you know what I'm saying? You got to talk about it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That didn't happen just on BET and on the Black Network. That happened on network TV. Man. You know what I'm saying? So you're going to talk about it. And as it's happening, people are talking about it. And that's the good thing. Like you said, you know what I'm saying? Both sides are going to come out, say they thing. And you know what I mean?
Speaking of that, Bernie Sanders is at Morehouse. He was just there today. So we'll see, you know. Yeah, we'll see what's
I saw Lil Duval say he was going over there.
Yeah. And Killer Mike as well. We'll see. You know, I had a conversation, but let's, like, that just had a fuck. There's a lot of conversation for conversation's sake, but, like, let's this shit apply some things. Let's try to change the world. I mean, it's gonna be a long. Sometimes I don't know if that could ever happen.
Right.
But I would love to see this shit turn into more of just a season of protest. You know what I mean? Like Chris said, listen, I don't really be hearing this shit until I come here, and then I go back to doing whatever. It's, you know, I want it to be more than just a fucking, you know how they got the emergency broadcast system comes on for a second and you interrupted your show and you're like, you know what I mean? And I still do it though, and they do it on your phone now, but so they'll interrupt for a second and it's a brief interruption and you got to look at the, that's true. All right, weather advisory, and then go back to doing whatever you was doing. I just hope it's more than just an interruption, and it's a disruption that leads to.
But if you look at
revolution,
if you look at the bigger picture, right? You know what I'm saying? This ain't none of this ain't no new conversation.
No doubt.
What I'm saying? And this current season of the conversation, you know what I'm saying, really started when Barack entered the fold, when he became a serious candidate. these conversations started to erupt.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? When he got in office, then it really, then both sides really kind of took their side. You know what I'm saying? When you got the extreme right, they just, they took their position, which automatically ignites the extreme left. You know what I'm saying? So you've been having these little eruptions going on ever since the black guy went into office. You know what I'm saying? And then as it goes further, it's just like, it's like George Zimmerman wouldn't have a audience and a platform without that right had been ignited when Obama came into office. You seen more people that just stood out on they just, fuck that shit, I'm white, and I don't fuck with them black people, after Obama came into office.
Mm-hmm.
So I think this is just the extension of the entire conversation, and I don't think it's, you know, just a one-time thing. I think it's evolution, and in evolution there's a little pain.
Yeah, we'll see. We'll see. Hopefully it's growing pains. You know, it's tough to cede control. You know what I mean? Like, motherfuckers, if you're in a situation to where America was not built for black people to be equal, you know what I mean? Even though we built America, you know what I mean? It was brought here on some shit, you know? Right. So the way it's designed, even then when it started to have some semblance of a redesign, it still isn't what it could be, you know? And it's like, as a black person, I don't want preference. I just want to make sure this shit is equal. I would love it to be equal. I would like to, you know, I would like to feel like I could live free and not have to be the most courageous thing I do that day.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Nah, no doubt.
So, but like, you know, that's what I'm just saying. I'm like, hopefully it's gonna get deep. It's the season of the conversation. I'm definitely having more race conversations with my white friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? But I don't know if that's just because race conversations are kind of sexy right now, but it's also like dead ass. Like, you know, it's a lot of shit to reckon with.
Right.
You know, it's fucked up. And it's like everybody gotta take some responsibility in what's going on. Even though it's been far removed generationally, it's still the system that we live within needs to be examined.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And we'll see. But I feel like we need, I mean, I see Chris over here, but I feel like, you know, we might need some white people to really be all the way in this conversation. But this is how I'm feeling. Like, I feel like, I can't speak for white people, but I always try to think, like, if I was in the lead, right? If I had control of some shit, and it was the control of my shit was being threatened, because I do feel like a lot of white people feel threatened, even when they seen Obama coming, they were like, wait a minute. Right. You know, I used to joke. I said, your white folks is falling off. It ain't what it used to be.
Right. Yeah, but the people that get threatened by Obama taking off, like, those are the people that are the problem. Like when I say, like, I'm sitting here, I appreciate the perspective that I'm getting from you guys. It's not like, oh, isn't that interesting? You know, it's like I try to ingrain that into them, how I'm thinking, and that's how change happens.
Yeah.
The people that are going to get upset, you know, by Obama being in office or different conversations they're not used to, those are the people that need to get with the program, you know, and they're part of the problem. And I think that goes away eventually as these conversations keep happening.
But, yeah, you know. I hope so.
You know,
it's going to take a while. It takes a long time.
It's
going to
take a while. And a lot of
happen.
Time when shit change, it don't change. You know what I'm saying? It might change for black people on the front end, but then it gets worse for poor people on all ends. You know what I'm saying? So on black, white, and whoever poor. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's the real change is happening in the middle. You know what I'm saying? With middle class blacks, whites, and others. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Where shit getting tight on every motherfucking body.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And if you can't make this particular cut, you gotta fall back down to the next segment.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because Shit is tight. When you go to the motherfucking grocery store and that shit is creeping up more expensive and more expensive, that shit get tight on everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody got to eat. And it's like, if you ain't making that money and you can't eat how you wanted to eat, you going to be mad than a motherfucker.
That's true.
Like, what the fuck is going on?
Speaking of people that are in debt, man, Kanye West is $53 million in debt. I don't know if you're concerned about this, but that man is doing bad, man. He could still personally buy furs for his family.
And houses.
And houses. But he got 53 mil in the hole up.
I think what the man's saying is,
He don't want to spend his own money.
Well, he has spent $53 million of his own
True
money.
True indeed. Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And it, and now, in retrospect, that shit ain't coming back how he wanted it to come back.
Yeah.
So it's a motherfucking problem. I spent $53 million. My wife looking at me like I'm crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I can't ask her for none because her financial advisor got the shit on lock. You know what I'm saying? So, but one, you know, he goes and he says all this, you know what I'm saying, you know, $53 million. Then last night he put out some tweets, mm-hmm. you know what I'm saying, just saying, just kind of toned it down a little bit. And, you know, I ain't, like I said, I think we talked about this, I ain't been with Kanye for a minute.
Yeah.
Since before
808. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Since before that. Since way back.
So, you know what I'm saying, he been a little, you know.
Yeah.
I had lost my patience a while
ago. I can dig it, I'm losing mine. And I'm a fucking, I used to be a Kanye apologist. I'm about to be done though. But go ahead, keep going.
But for the first time in a long time, uh-huh. he said some shit that I could understand.
What
you know
was what
I'm saying? When he talked about, you know what I'm saying, when you're an entrepreneur and you got a family, you know what I'm saying, and then it kind of puts things more in perspective out of, if you wipe it away from, you know, the public and his celebrity and his fame and the number that he's stating, 53 million, which is that's an insane ass number to a motherfucker who's still trying to get to the first million.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, you break that shit down in your own numbers, then you're like, shit, I'm like Kanye West too, shit. I had a business, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I did.
And I done dumped a whole bunch of money into that shit, and that shit ain't come back how I want it. And that shit, you still be paying on shit from 4 or 5 years ago from fucking with that. That hold you back from being great in this moment, you know what I'm saying? So it feels, you know. And as somebody who's in that type of position, sometimes you feel like, you know what I'm saying, like, fuck, man. You get frustrated. But I'm not in the public eye like Kanye. You know what I'm saying? And I might not be as emotional as Kanye. But I could see he motherfucking hitting that wall, you know what I'm saying? He probably catching that shit from all directions. He trying to do the shit big, but then motherfuckers like, nigga. Where that paper you owe me though?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Or you know, it's like, you don't think you're gonna spend enough on your money on this shit?
Yeah, maybe. This is my thing, man. And I hear that. I understand that. That's a human problem, right? And that would be cool if that was the only thing with Kanye.
Right, but right. That was of course.
It's fucking a lot of shenanigans with this guy right now. It is killing me, man. I've been a Kanye fan since the beginning. And I've said here before, I think over the last 3 to 5 years, if you're a Kanye fan, you almost feel sometimes you might have to defend this cat because he does he's erratic. He does some ridiculous. He's bugging, right?
Right.
I stopped following him on Twitter a long time ago. Mm-hmm. I must have mistakenly followed him recently because I was waiting on this album.
Mm-hmm.
And then I realized why I don't follow the cat because he's ridiculous, right? But what's killing me and my patience is it's like he's almost not taking his fan base. He's not giving them the respect that they deserve, mm-hmm. right? With this whole rollout of The Life of Pablo, the album, right? Mm-hmm. The thing for me, and I can only speak for myself as a Kanye fan, he could be on his, you know, crazy, erratic, bugged out, weirdo shit, mm-hmm. you know, bratty, whatever, 38-year-old, 8-year-old shit. He could be on that.
Right.
The saving grace was always the album.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, I unfollow you on Twitter, so I don't need to be bombarded with that bullshit. But when that album come,
right.
let me hear that. Because typically, in Kanye fashion, you're going to be like, all right.
Okay.
Okay, this is why I fuck with you.
Right.
This is it. All right. So now, this time, you know, because it's even to the point, I'm just speaking for myself, it's even to the point, I ain't no fashion-ass motherfucker, but it's right. even, I'll indulge your fashion type shit, even though the shit that you selling, man, it looks ridiculous. I went into Barney's, you got a thick-ass, long, oversized Long John shirt with holes in it, and want like $750 for some shit that looked like it was thrown out. But we gonna let you live because you're a fashion icon, because you made good life, made Jesus walks. Nigga, you fucking, you killed.
Right.
You got enough shit.
Right.
All right. So you're going to do your season 3 show with The Garden. It's going to be a spectacle. It's also going to be an album release party in motherfucking Madison Square Garden, which is humongous.
Right.
Which is you doing what you always do and take strides and push the culture forward.
Right.
But supposedly you're going to drop this album though, right? On that same day, February 11th. Like, I just got done doing a whole lot of shit. And part of my unwind situation was to, yo, I'm about to play this fucking, this TLOP and zone out. This is going to be a reward. You know what I mean? February 11th. I can't wait. I don't get excited for a bunch of shit. You know, a lot of shit get filtered through the regular ass prism. I keep my expectations managed, but for the boy Ye, I'm like, yo, Ye ain't gone. You know, Yeezus was a little head, but I caught it. I got into it later. But TLOP, I'm ready. You know what I mean? February 11th, that's what we doing, pop. All right, bet. February 11th come, they do the whole thing. They got the little, you know, the players, fucking players ball at Madison Square Garden. Yeah. This shit looked like a fucking, I mean, it is, as you would say, it was new Shay excellence. It looked like a super black moment. It looked great. I seen the stream. The shit was, it looked cool. The clothes were still, but it just looked like the place to be.
Right.
You know what I mean? The music feels good. Blase Skip. Okay, Pop, why don't you share that music though? Because I'm saying you got the shit done. I got concerned when you was playing it off the laptop, because now I'm thinking, all right, at this point, it shouldn't be straight off the laptop. Yeah,
what should it be?
Maybe laptop is cool because we're not really in the compact disc era.
Not the CDs no more.
But all right, okay, now I'm still
making a selection.
That's what I'm saying, because you know he wanted to go back 400 times to revamp a snare.
Right.
I'm getting nervous. I'm like, wait a minute. Okay, maybe he gonna drop it in tandem with when the curtain goes up. That's about 4 p.m. Maybe then I should start checking, you know, my iTunes, see if TLOP drop out. Well, first of all, we just found out this called TLOP because it was before that was Waves, and even before that it was Swish, and before that it was some other shit. All right, okay, so it still ain't coming. So that nigga, it's about 11:30, 12 o'clock on the 11th. I'm like, man, I know he ain't gonna just do this shit like that. Like, he ain't even gonna address it. He putting up twit pics of fucking hems and weird fashion shit and some corny ass shoes. And you, shout out to the Yeezys, those are hot. But he has some looking jelly looking high heels. What are those? And he expect a certain amount of patience for cats that's been like, you know what I mean, sticking in there all this time. Hold on now.
I got you.
Cause I'm cool. All right, so the 12th, I'm like, fuck it. You know what? Maybe he got it. Oh, now he throwing it on Chance the Rapper. Chance the Rapper. He throwing it on this nigga. Chance the Rapper is up. He's holding up the whole shit. That was corny. You throw your man under the bus. Nobody want to hear that. Most people are going to become familiar with Chance off the strength of this anyway. But you're going to make him the brunt of the excitement. Now, this is the reason why shit ain't where it should be. So then you and Chance gonna fix this and da-da-da-da, she be coming out soon. Then it's like, well, then, listen, the shit ain't coming out until, never saying, yo, it's gonna come out on this day. Never saying, yo, this is what it is, Blase Skip. So then, at this point, you know, the internet already then broke the stream down from the title thing. So this cast has blasted the shit with the applause in the background, which is thirst. But I definitely listen to that.
exactly.
But I'm like, damn, son, what the fuck, though? People are here ready to spend a couple dollars with you. Now, then it becomes the whole title thing. Now, I know you got your shareholder, stakeholder entitled. That's your man Jay's platform and everything like that. But maybe from the door, you should say, yo, this is going to be a title exclusive. Don't have motherfuckers thinking.
Well, wasn't the stream was supposed to be title anyway?
The stream, right. But then it turns.
The first week was supposed to be title anyway, right?
Now, this is the new shit, though. That was what it was supposed
to be. That's what it was supposed to be.
Then it became, look, this shit ain't never coming to iTunes. Never, ever, ever going to Apple. It's only staying on title. Go get the title if you want to hear the shit. The fuck out of here, Pam. Like, first of all, no shots at Jay or title and all that shit. But man, I don't like the fact that I ain't got no say in how I purchase my music. Now it's over. Now, if you wanted to keep your shit on some limited edition, like everything now is limited edition, hard to find. You know what I mean? If a nigga wanna support you, he gotta jump through 8 different hoops to fucking give you some money to listen to this shit. To hopefully help you out of this $53 million fucking foxhole you in. And I'm like, man, get the fuck out of here with this crazy shit. So, I mean, I ain't got title, but I definitely got TLOP. I'm just saying. You know what I mean? Because it's shit.
I mean,
go ahead, man.
I signed up for the title, not for the. I got the 30 days. I got a 30. I'm gonna give. You know what I'm saying? I ain't never been against the title. You know what I mean? And I knew this day was coming. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? Where they were gonna pull rank and use the artists that they had.
You gotta use your leverage
to get it going. You know what I'm saying? So I ain't even too mad at that. This is just the erraticness of Ye at this point.
That's what I'm saying.
And I think, and that's what I'm saying as far as I get it, because the fashion shit has consumed him, one. You know what I'm saying? And not only has consumed his mental and his creative resources, but as he's putting out now, it has consumed his motherfucking money. Mm-hmm. And where your money is being consumed is that's where your attention going to be. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So he using all of these different things. He using the Adidas shit to put on his Madison Square Garden mm-hmm. shit. You know what I'm saying? He's using this album shit to, you know what I'm saying, draw the people into his fashion shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
he leveraging.
This shit got to work.
He robbing Peter to pay Paul.
You know what I'm saying? So in his mind, this shit got to work.
But I don't want to incur that stress, brother.
Well, he giving all of y'all the stress. He giving
That's
all
what
y-
I'm not feeling.
He giving y'all the motherfucking stress because it's on his back. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And you know what I'm saying? He got the Kardashian clan up there in first.
You know what I'm saying? It's hard for me to feel sorry
He got to keep up.
No, he don't.
His little sister-in-law about to surpass him in getting money.
Yeah.
So he got to figure this shit out.
Man, look, that ain't my problem.
He signed up.
Put that shit on the record. You know what I mean? I waited X amount of years. Put that shit on the record, Pop.
Listen, man. Exactly. I mean, and he
You
should.
Can tell. I guess it's a gospel album. Man, he been doing a lot of prayer because I guess your shit ain't really going how he wanted it to go. Maybe, you know.
It's just a problem that he put the stress on the people. Like, you know what I'm saying? You're supposed to fucking stand up and put your chest out, man, make this shit work.
Yeah.
Your music is your key. Yeah. Like, as a DJ Khaled say, you know what I'm saying? Pathway to more success, man.
That's what you got you all of this.
It's your music. Now, 53 million may sound like a whole lot. Yeah, he could go get 53 million on the tour, man. He'd put this album out, focus on the music. He'll go get that money back. The problem ain't the money, as he said. The problem is he want to make this shit work, and he already fighting the whole fashion industry to even get it out and off the ground how he want it. And he at the end of the day still want they motherfucking acknowledgement, man.
But see, the average Kanye fan didn't sign up for all of these beefs. Like, I don't care about all of that shit. I hear you, fam. I can hear that. You know what I mean? But my man, put the fucking album out so we can at least listen to some shit, get some goodwill going, and then, you know what I mean? Then maybe I'll be a little bit more, you know, just a little bit more fucking... What's the word?
Understanding.
Yeah, a little bit more understanding to all of this
that other shit.
Yakking you doing, Pop. Put the record out. You know, but, and then, have you heard the record?
I've heard the record.
How you feel about it?
I like the first 7 songs.
I like Ultra Light Beam.
Strong.
It's
like,
tough. When Kelly Price come in, ooh, that's a moment.
You know what I'm saying? The first joints, they strong. You know what I'm saying? I like it. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, I ain't been with them for a minute. So.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's good that he has fallen back into a more, you know what I'm saying, blackish experience with it. You know what I'm saying? As opposed to, see, this is another problem I got with him.
Talk to me.
You know what I'm saying? Well, the main thing, he wants to be so accepted by this certain space. You know what I'm saying? And he speaks from that space. And when he raps, like before this album, when he rapped from a rich motherfucker at the motherfucking... such and such hotel in motherfucking such and such country ass motherfucking talk.
Far removed
in a motherfucker.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So now he come back and want us to fight his fight, his far removed
ass
fight.
Saying.
And we don't even know what the fuck you talking
Ain't
about.
Ain't even got no war cry. That's what I'm saying. Let's drop the album, make it popping. So get hot again.
So it's good that he has made a motherfucking album that it actually speaks to where a motherfucker could understand where you're coming from.
You feel like this album does that?
A little better, a whole lot better than Yeezus and this one and that one and the other one before that. To me, you know what I'm saying? I could hear, you know, Real Friends and, you know, this.
I like Real Friends a lot.
You talking regular Ultra Light Beam, you know what I'm saying? That's all, that shit that, you know, you got Kelly Price on the record.
No, I dig it. I like the emotion. I like the emotion.
It don't get no blacker than Kelly Price and the Dream.
Yeah. Nah, I dig it. This is what I'm feeling. I feel it. I love ultralight beams. It's a great way to open it up. It definitely connotes a moment. It is a black moment. It's mm-hmm. definitely like very, might even put Abyssinian, you know what I mean? Some type of diocese in there. It's definitely a black church. You could pass a collection plate around. It was real deal. But this album, I don't feel like I don't feel like Kanye's really on this album. Kanye's here and there. You know what I mean? We talking about Kelly Price.
Right.
You know what
right,
I mean?
Right.
We talking about Chance the Rapper.
Chance the Rapper stole Ultralight Beam.
You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not talking about Kanye. We talk about fucking Designer. He took Designer, the record Panda is on Kanye's record as a new record, but that's a young cat that's popping off of Brooklyn. He was like, yo, it feels like a collage. And I'm not mad at that. It feels like very Quincy Jones, you know, Secret Garden or whatever.
Dr. Dre.
Little Dr. Dre Compton-ish. You know what I mean? But it don't feel like...
Chronic-ish. Not to me, but...
But even on the Chronic, there's more Dre than I feel like there's not a whole lot of Ye on this. Mm. And when Ye come in, you happy to hear Ye, but it's like, I feel like, damn, dog, you ain't even really prominent on your own album. And it feels like it's a little all over the place. Like you said, you like the first 7 songs, but there's 11 more songs after that. And some of that shit is for what we doing here. You know what I mean? Like, what's going on? And I'm a fucking Kanye fan. And I'm not going to say, I'm not even ready to really fully commit to where I rate it yet. Because I do feel like, you know, out of respect to his artistry, I'm going to give it some time and I'm going to ride around with it. I'm going to listen to it, you know. But, I mean, first of all, it was hard enough to get the shit. You know what I'm saying? But I'm like, damn.
I think this man just disconnected, man. He's too far removed, and he up there in Bel Air. He with Chris and Kim and Kylie, and they doing what they do. He like today, he put out some tweets talking about, you know, the price of books and shit, right?
Yeah.
He was saying the price of books too expensive. And he had a friend who's trying to put her son into this great school, and she works really hard, 2 jobs, to put her son through this motherfucking school. And then he was like, and she only makes, the books cost $400, and she makes $370 a day. And you know what I'm saying? And she has to work 2 days to pay for that one book. Nigga.
Put the album out, my nigga. I don't give a fuck about that.
First of all.
Sorry, dog. I don't give a fuck. I'm sorry. We all had to pay expensive. Nah, I'm fucking sorry. Let me stop being so, obstinate. Go ahead.
Besides the album. $370 a day if she worked 5 days a week, 52 weeks a year like everybody else. That's $96,000.
He's
not broke.
He don't know the price of milk no more.
I'm like, what the fuck, Kanye? That ain't no good example.
This nigga wears $650 long john shirts, man. I'm trying to tell you. Come on, man.
This is people trying to get groceries for the day. Got to work 2 days to get 1 day's worth of groceries, man.
Put the album out, fam.
Shit.
Give it to the people. Bring back that goodwill. Because they out there trying to kill him, man. I'm going to tell you what's so funny to me. I like the whole, you know, what's that record? Famous. Mm-hmm. I made that bitch famous. Right, you know, right, it's right, a popping right. record. It's right, Swiss. Right. I think he could have said that a couple years ago. It took a little too long because I think more people even felt it a few years ago. I'll be honest with you. Taylor obviously was famous, but to most of the motherfuckers that I know, that was really the first time you were introduced to her.
I
believe he definitely made her black famous.
You know what I'm saying? He made her, he made her black famous, and he made her on the white side, like, wait a minute, you're not going to come against her. He rose up her army. Like, shit, you're not finna come against us.
They mobilized around
it. They mobilized around it, and we haven't stopped talking about her since.
Yeah. I do, and that's the thing. Initially, like I say, back to black famous, I think he definitely made a black famous, because the VMAs is notorious for putting me onto who the new white star of the moment is that I ain't never heard of, but they are popping in the white community.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to say that she didn't have her little pop going on, but nobody really knew who I was talking to. And to this day, I can't identify a Taylor Swift song without Shazam. But what I'm going to say is, you should have said that shit a few years ago. Now you saying it all out. Like, now it kind of looked like a reach, especially after you had her hand you the fucking Vanguard Award and y'all supposedly patched shit up.
Right.
That looked more like a cheap shot.
Right.
And like, so that was whack. But then this is the funniest part about the whole shit, because I like the media. I like how the media is dealing with the shit. Like, that is a hot point on this album, especially amongst the white media. And when they, first of all, they say the shit with no melody at all. they're not trying to put no flow to it. They're like, Kanye West says to Taylor Swift, I made that bitch famous. Why did he give such a misogynistic, and it turns into this whole thing, and then Kanye put out a tweet talking about, you know, in hip hop, bitch is a term of endearment, like nigga. Meanwhile, and now you got all these, like, it's so funny, now it's becoming a bit of an issue because Taylor Swift is a white woman got called a bitch by this black man and came up there and disrupted her moment years ago. Yeah. Now, you know, meanwhile, so now they pulling apart, bitch, that's ridiculous. And, you know, meanwhile, there's been tons of black women that have been compartmentalizing that bitch for all this time. You know, like Chris Rock said, he ain't talking to me, or they done reframed it and remixed it to I'm a bad bitch to kind of, you know what I mean? And it takes this one woman, take a one shot. Now this is a lightning rod issue. It's very interesting to me. No doubt.
I mean, but that's what you do when you cross over with it. You want to, you know, you crossing over with your messaging. So it's out of the box. You know what I'm saying? Even when you did say it before, you never said black or white bitch. You just said bitch this, yeah, bitch that. Now in this record, you got two white women you call bitches on this record.
Is it only two?
You know what I'm saying? As far as by name, you know what I'm saying? Taylor Swift and his own motherfucking wife.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Which is, you know, for me is uncomfortable because it's like, damn, really?
Well, yeah, but that was uncomfortable on the Yeezus album. He said some shit like, got more niggas off than OJ's lawyer or some shit like that. Like, yo, it's your wife, pop. But, you know, I guess you still gotta be the guy that makes those statements to show that you still self-aware, even though I feel like in the Taylor Swift case, that shit is a couple years too late. And it looks like for once in a long time, you not really leading culture like you typically used to.
But in this whole album, I think a lot of what he's saying is just a collection of what everybody else has been saying and him putting it out kind of as self-aware. You know what I'm saying? Just like the Ray J shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? Had he said that, you know what I'm saying?
A few albums ago
when Ray J was saying the shit, then it might have, you know, had more impact to it. Like,
that's what I'm saying.
But then how you going to go say, you know what I'm saying, you know, Ray J hit it first, but I'm rich.
That shit don't make no money.
But now you're asking for $53 million on the Twitter. Ray J already told you he got an indo pool, he got an outdoor pool. He got an indo basketball court, outdoor basketball court. Man, it don't add up.
The shit is all over the place. I tell you the funniest line to me, which was like, damn, son, you really air shit out when he say, ride with Black Chyna, she done made him lose the weight.
Right.
Damn. Nobody's safe for this bitch. Yeah. Caitlyn got one more album till she start getting that shit.
You know what I'm saying?
Anyway, man, it is what it is. Let us know in the comments on the Twitter and SoundCloud what you think of TLOP, what you think of Kanye and these shenanigans. Are you still a Kanye fan? Where you stand? Where you stand? How you feel about these album release shenanigans? Also, if you are a title subscriber, like a full subscriber that you actually paid, you're not in the 3 or the 30 day free joint. Like if you really committed to it, let us know what you're thinking. You know,
title. You know what I'm saying? Everybody thinks that, you know, this is just from my perspective.
Go ahead.
Everybody thinks that title should be like, and I guess it's the way they presented it, like they should be winning off the rip. But all these services have taken years to build up, you know what I'm saying? And I think they're in a good place to build if they do it right and focus on the right things and focus on, you know what I'm saying, a lot of the holes in the game that I see with some of the other subscriptions. I pay for the Apple shit,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? I'm a, you know.
You do?
Yeah, I pay for the Apple shit. You know what I'm saying? Strictly off of, you know what I'm saying, when the shit, the 30 days ended, I didn't say
got
nothing.
Caught.
You know what I'm saying? It's like the people who.
Not voluntarily.
It's like the people who be fucking without a rubber and they get pregnant. Uh-huh. Like, damn, we weren't trying to get pregnant, but you weren't doing nothing to stop it.
Exactly.
So that deal, you know what I'm saying? I got it. I pay for it. $9.99 hit. You know what I'm saying? You rationalize it by saying, yeah, that's like one album a month, you know?
I'm not even, look, I don't have no issues with Tidal. I just didn't like the bait and switch. Like, tell me up front let me make an informed decision. I don't got no, I'm happy Jay got some shit to where, you know, artists are invested in this streaming service. I like that. I think that what happens, what Tidal fell victim to, and I think they kind of bounced up out of it, but what they fell victim to was that whole familiarity thing. Mm-hmm. Like, you know how Puff would get more heat than Clive Davis because Puff is of the people. We know Puff. Right. So we could scrutinize everything Puff do. Right. Jay-Z, nigga, Jay-Z ain't never needed a fan's help since he started. This nigga started in the game looking down on his fans. You know what I mean? From the game. You know what I mean? So when you, to see Jay be like, yo, I need your help to humble up,
right.
It's been so many niggas that have been waiting 15 years, but the fuck out of here with that shit.
What you call them old winning ass?
Old winning ass nigga. You don't get the fuck out of here, nigga. You know what I'm saying? But I like the fact that he, you know, he's vulnerable enough to be like, yo, I need your help.
Right.
I think also sometimes it came across a little tone deaf and he doubled back and kind of got back into the world with it because there was times, I think, when the Freddie Gray thing was really popping. Mm-hmm. I think he went online. It might not have been Freddie Gray, but somebody that was like, it was one of the moments where yet another a black person was killed, unarmed and all of that. And he went and did this whole like Q&A talking about Tidal, and it just kind of seemed so disconnected from what was going on. It was like another rich dude trying to get even richer.
Right.
When if you of the people, maybe you should be looking at this.
Right, but the man, they had done put up all this money to do
that. No, I mean, that started to come out afterwards. Like, yeah, that started coming out.
Like, you know, shit, nigga, we got to go on with the show.
No, absolutely. But I'm just saying, it's still like... Right. It's not nothing that these are all feelings. It ain't nothing that we can't rebound from. Right. You know what I'm saying? Hurt feelings is just feelings. It'll be cool.
And I think with Jay and the whole Tidal contingency, I just think it's a lot more emotional within their camp. And that's why they making these little last minute switches and, you know what I'm saying, these quick deals and like, hey, why don't we just do this shit exclusive?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, the motherfuckers at Apple, they, you know what I'm saying, they at our motherfucking neck. Mm-hmm. And it ain't like they fighting with Apple. They really fighting with Jimmy. You know what I'm saying? With Jimmy Iovine, because he's from the record space.
Mm-hmm.
And they used to fighting with him when it was Def Jam versus Interscope. You know what I'm saying? So that thing right there is like, you know, we're not going to let Jimmy outpace us in this space because we have the power of our celebrity. We the ones with the power. So I think they take it a whole lot more personally than, you know what I'm saying? So they make their moves a little more rashly than they should.
It's
ego driven because it's not, okay, you know what I'm saying? Oh, y'all going to go snatch up Drake? Okay, shit, you know, all right, let's mobilize our shit. And let's do this exclusive with Rihanna then, shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, it's a little more emotional. And I think if they take a step back and really dig into where their value is versus Apple, I got Apple. And Apple is very tone deaf as far as how it's curated. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you got some spots where it's cool and, you know what I'm saying, you got, you know, Q-Tip show and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But on the whole, just as a platform, it's just like, it's regular. You know what I'm saying? It's the music. It's there. You know what I'm saying? Uh-huh. It's there for you to go get.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? They got all the shit you were looking for.
Uh-huh.
But, you know what I'm saying, as far as a personal experience, it's like,
It ain't nothing.
It ain't nothing special like that. I'm going to just... They have the opportunity to lock your ass in every day because it's on your phone.
So what's missing, in your opinion, for you?
What's missing in the whole streaming game? Damn, I'm about to give away the business.
Oh, shit.
What's missing in the whole streaming game is just the culture. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
And a lot of these companies, you got tech people and you got ad people.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? And what's missing in there is the culture part of it.
No context.
It's like, you know what I'm saying? It's jumping on things after they're already there. You know what I'm saying? It's taking, like, taking the hot record and then, okay, we're going to put that on my record.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The culture of it is missing. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It's like say when we used to do what we was doing with the magazine shit, we digging for the new shit before it's the shit.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then you able to add that to the shit.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, you got a nice steady flow and then people come to rely on you for that. Mm-hmm. They come to say, hey, you know what? Shit, I'm discovering all this new shit on Tidal. They know what they talking about.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's a whole movement of Brooklyn rappers right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? That is really happening. Now, and I got a teenager, so I see it and I could hear him talk about it. And And he put me up on the Brooklyn rappers. Mm-hmm. But nobody's addressing that shit. I don't see that being addressed nowhere.
Yeah.
In this space, in the streaming space, like DJs on the radio might play it.
Right.
But nobody is giving it context and breaking that shit down and making me want to be like, well, I need to go to fucking Tidal.
This is a community here.
You know what I'm saying? Because right now, Tidal, fuck Pandora, all that shit, Apple, all that shit the same. It's music and fucking go find what you're looking for.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. I hear that. I had Beats Radio for a minute before I switched over to Apple,
mm-hmm.
and I was digging it. You know what I mean? I think there was. I've never been on Tidal. I've never really been on Spotify. I haven't been on Apple since I turned to Apple Music. So I can only look at what I've seen on Beats.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like there could be more of that curation, that right. culture, like people that are invested. I did see that on Beats.
Mm-hmm.
A little bit, like they would have people like, you know, like cats that are coming up, like the Rob Markmans and mm-hmm. the maybe I'm not sure if B-Dot had anything going on over there, but maybe I think, you know, just the people that are starting to make their name in the game mm-hmm. and they would do their playlists and there'd be playlists informed by this and blah, blah, blah. So it was a lot of that. And I enjoyed that. And I even got comfortable with the idea of finally, because I'm Johnny Physical Media, I got comfortable with the idea, okay, so now it's just a service mm-hmm. that you pay an admission fee to where you just get access to all these crates.
Right.
So it's a community, it's a collective. All right, okay. So now I ain't got to load my computer down with all these fucking MP3s or keep all these CDs. If I pay this little $7 a month, mm-hmm. it's probably cheaper than storage, you know mm-hmm. what I mean, for me and all these records and shit, so I can kind of be able to access what I want. But to your point, yeah, it would be cool if there was a little bit more culture.
And I'm not saying that ain't there, because they do
it's
have
coming.
Those, they
it's
have
coming.
Those people there. They do have the tastemaker type of yeah. people. But when you get the, you know what I'm saying, when you get the known tastemakers and all that, it's still the same, you know what I mean? It's still kind of like the same flavor. It's not like, you don't have that discovery, like, you know what I'm saying? Who's the cat out of Mississippi? You know what I'm saying? I know all the, you know what I'm mm-hmm. saying, everybody from New York and L.A. and from mm-hmm. London, you know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? Who's the cat that's in these other places that's got it popping? Because that's where you start to learn shit. Like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
That's what's happening out there.
Yeah.
Like, who the fuck are all these Brooklyn rappers and shit?
Yeah. You need somebody to put it in perspective.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's what's up.
It's like, you know, I think that's missing. And
it's funny. You know. I was listening to New York Times, I think it's the podcast or whatever, and Jenna Wortham, she's a writer. Mm-hmm. She said, it was funny, you would know better than me. She was like, Tidal to her is like Peaches and Bed-Stuy. Like, you go there because you want to support black business, but every so a couple things is fucked up, but you there just really to fucking support. I thought, man, that was an interesting
shit. Let me talk about Peaches. Peaches is motherfucking mainstay in the hood. You know what I'm saying?
Shit.
They there when you motherfucking need them. You know what I'm saying? They reliable. They
damn
got the shit that they got. You know what I'm saying?
Damn it.
You know what I'm saying? They not going to fit every need. They not going to fit every, you know what I'm saying, recipe.
Damn it.
But
I thought the analogy,
what they have is what they have, and it's there, and it's on time when you want it.
There you go.
That's all. Don't be dissing Bed-Stuy shit up in here, man.
Motherfucking Bed-Stuy ambassador. She talks sideways about Peaches.
Who said that shit?
She's just a writer.
What's her name? What's her
Jenny Wortham. Jenna Wortham.
Mm.
I think you need to hear the proper context, but I thought it was a loving shout out on a huge platform, and I didn't think it was like, I might have paraphrased, but I thought the shit was a cool little metaphor, but I see this man is like, nah, fuck all that shit.
Fuck all that shit. You know what I'm saying? People be taking
slander
taking these little cheap shots. You know, and it's not. I don't know who that is. I don't even know who you're talking about.
Uh-huh. But make it personal.
No, but I'm saying it's personal because when you in that community and you in that hood, and then you know you get all the new things that pop up and all that, and then you know you have people who kind of choose sides, like, okay, that's old, that's regular, that's just been there. You know what I'm saying? We like all the new fly shit, the new hipster bar, whatever the shit.
But I don't think it was a judgment on that. I think it was, and this is...
That's just saying that's how I took it.
That's how you took it. But yeah. I know that's what I'm saying. You would have to see the whole context. Mm-hmm. I felt as though it was more about, and to be totally honest with you, I'm definitely more apt to fuck with a black business and give them a shot because it's a black run business. Mm. But if it's some bullshit, I might even be more apt to struggle through the shit because, you know what I mean? I done got familiar. You know what? That ain't just corporate face. That's Miss Henrietta's fucking, you know, bakery or whatever. And I like her. I see what she been doing. I see what she trying to do. I know they say they open at fucking 10:30. Sometimes right. Shit don't open till 11:30, but I'm sticking it out. I still rep them. Blase Skip. I think it was kind of that.
But that ain't how Peaches is, though.
I don't, this, again, I ain't never been to Peaches.
I'm telling you from what I know.
Okay.
And then I'm telling you from being there for fucking 13, for shit, 15, 16 years now. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? It's plenty places that done came and went. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? There's plenty of places that do come and they don't be open on time, don't take credit cards, uh-huh. don't take, you know what I'm saying?
They keep it
don't
100.
Handle their business. But Peaches been there. They came, once they came, they was the first one in that little swath of uh-huh. Best Eye that uh-huh. stayed solid. You know what I'm saying? That had, you know, you take credit cards, got a little selection at the bar. You know what I'm saying? Expanded a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Moved on, got uh-huh. the whole block. So, you know what I'm saying? So to say that you just going there because you supporting black business, I don't think that's a fair assessment of what they doing over there. I could say you might not go there because you're tired of just having the same thing. You might not, you know what I'm saying, want no soul food. You want to expand your options into something, you know, maybe more healthier, you know what I'm saying, something like that. But not you ain't supporting that because that's a black business, because one, it's only a half black business.
Oh, shit. Do the knowledge.
You know what I'm saying? It's Ben and Craig. And, you know what I'm saying? Craig is the black version of the Ben and Craig.
Okay.
Ben is the white version. You know what I'm saying? You know? So, but they over there handling their business. And I like them because they keep the system moving smooth. And they make changes based on the system and how to better serve what we got going.
Sound like we need to get fucking Jenna, Ben, and Craig up here to get in the conversation and really get this shit popping.
You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna go look at the real quote. What?
Yeah,
she
I'm
said,
gonna send it to you, man. I thought it was interesting.
I didn't think
it was no slander. You know I never saying? Been. I've been to Peaches one time. Food was pretty good. I won't be out there. I don't go. That's not my cheers and no shit like that.
Right.
You know what I mean? I just, sound like dueling Yelp reviews at this moment.
And then, you know what I'm saying, and then it's another thing as far as on the personal side where, you know, you got gentrification happening, so you know you do have new restaurants coming in and you know what I'm saying, a lot of times they come in and, you know, and it's that thing of, well, are you going to treat the people around here, you know what I'm saying, with the same treatment that you're treating, you know
the
what
new
saying?
Cats.
The new people.
Yeah.
And I've been in a situation where I've been, you know what I'm saying, at a white friend's house in the neighborhood in mm-hmm. Bed-Stuy, and you know what I'm saying, and then they have some, you know, I'm talking to another white couple, and they're like, hey, you know what I'm saying, we hungry, is anything open to eat right now?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Peaches was open, and we mm-hmm. right down the street. It's like, oh, shit, you can go to Peaches. And then the white neighbor, he kind of overheard what I said. He jumped in and was like,
sketchy.
Whoa. You have to go to Saragina. You know what I'm saying? And Saragina was the new white restaurant that uh-huh. had just opened up. And
how's that food?
And, you know, it's pizza, and it's good. It's good pizza, okay. You know what I'm saying? But the same as Peaches. They have a select things that they do, and that's all they do. They don't change it up. It's just it's that thing. You know all what I'm right. saying? But on the flip side, when you go in there, I used to call it the oasis.
Okay.
When you go in there, that, you know, and you ain't even know that many people lived in, white mm-hmm. people lived in the neighborhood. So when you go in there, they be all in there like it's mm-hmm. like, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like it's a little hot out.
Yeah. Oh no.
They coming like, oh shit. They found us.
Yeah, exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So it was kind of like they oasis, you know what I'm saying? But you know, I kind of felt some kind of way, you know, to jump in the middle of my little suggestion uh-huh. to, you know, send them to the oasis, you know what uh-huh. I'm saying? Which felt like, okay, what are we doing here?
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, to protect the context.
Yeah, you know? So I just, you know, that's why I jumped out there on that, you know what I mean?
That beach of shit struck you for real. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? That struck a nerve.
It's a microcosm for the overall conversation of uh-huh. gentrification and Bed-Stuy and, you know, the judgment here and the judgment there on the things that were already there that's been there serving the community when nobody was there.
That's crazy because I remember when I was growing up, my sister had one of her good friends' name was Peaches and she was fire. So I always got a little bit of love for that term, that love, you know what I mean? Peaches was something. Woohoo!
In the name of peaches.
Yes, sir. Anyway, man. Yeah, I just want to thank everybody that came out to any of the live tapings of Comedy KO.
Oh, yeah. Tell us about the show, player.
Man, it was fun. Man, we had a good time. You know, it was cool, man. It was a moment. I learned a lot. You know what I mean? Learned a lot. Learned how to got to make it your shit. You know right. what I'm saying?
Like, I mean, for those of y'all who didn't catch it before, D has a new show coming out on True TV.
On True TV, we should be premiering April
21st.
I believe April 21st, if that's tentative. I don't want to put the full date out there.
You don't
there.
Want to Kanye
I don't
want to
Kanye, y'all. I don't want to do that. I'm just saying in the spring. Keep it 100. I'm going to keep y'all informed. As I get the information, so will you. But it was cool. It's a fun little game where, like, you know, comedians get to riff and be funny in the moment and play all types of wild games. And we got great stand-ups, you know, everybody from Jim Norton to Sherrod Small to Yamanika Saunders, Leonard Oots, Lisa Traeger, Krista Stefano. Like, the list goes on and on and on. And you know, we had a good time out there, especially started having an even better good time when I got out my head a little bit.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because I'm one of these motherfuckers that take me a minute to get all the way in the moment. But when I started to get into it, you know, it felt good. And, you know, I want to shout out everybody that came. I seen some people come out there, you know, and support. I want to say peace to the whole True TV Embassy Row Squadron, because they were very supportive. They held me down. My man Nori Davis, that was my corner man throughout the whole situation, the whole writing staff, you know. Shout out to Tim, shout out to Amanda, shout out to, you know, everybody. I don't want to name no, you know, I want to put people's names out there and then leave somebody out. The whole experience was it was amazing, and definitely was one to learn from, you know. And I'm excited about, you know, you guys checking it out, and please support it when it comes out. True TV, April, you know, spring. Let's not get too specific, as I said. No, and fine. it won't be exclusive anywhere but to True TV.
No sign.
You know what I mean?
And then, you know, at the live taping, they had like the, you know, it's a room full of comedians and shit.
Yeah.
And so you had the little the warm up dude.
Shout out to Mike Cannon.
You know what I'm saying? Bringing out all the hood anxieties and shit. He was out there riffing on people.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So then, you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm sitting right up in the front and shit. I'm like, I hope, you know how everybody feel at a comedy show. Hope this motherfucker don't come over here fucking with me.
Uh-huh. What happened?
Motherfucker came over there fucking with me.
What'd he say? He said?
You're talking about, because it was snowing that day, and I had on my boots, you know what I'm saying? I had on these boots, actually.
Uh-huh.
And then, you know, somebody had already had a what of those moments and shit. That was before they was fucking with you.
Yeah,
probably why they was fucking with you, because he was fucking with me.
Okay.
He came over there talking about what are those on my boots and shit.
Uh-huh.
Like, nigga, he's a motherfucking snow boots, man. Fuck out of here, man. Keep on going on to the next one, man.
Go ahead.
I ain't about all that funny shit, man.
Go ahead, motherfucker, all them jokes, nigga.
All them jokes,
he's
man.
He's a snow boots, nigga. Hilarious. Oh, man, that's funny, man. Shout out to my man Mike. Yeah, man, check out his podcast, The Rabbit Hole, you know, Deep Inside the Rabbit Hole, you know.
No doubt.
But, yeah, man, we had a good-ass fucking time, man. Yeah, that's about it, man. What else I want to tell the people? That's it. We didn't tell
man,
them what we could
tell
find.
Them, we tell them we appreciate them being here, you know
Thank
what I'm saying?
You.
Checking in with us, you know what I'm saying? Hollering at us on the motherfucking SoundCloud and on the Snapchats, and you know what I'm saying? They be riding. The Snapchat is funny because you really get to see you
the
know
people.
What I'm saying? You see the people, you like, you can ride with them in the car as they in the conversation.
They
you know
bring
what I'm
you into their life.
Yeah, that shit is crazy, man.
Yeah.
That shit is all right, man.
Yeah. I say this. The shit, one thing I did learn, is, like I said before, I think we talked about 2 weeks ago, as these opportunities get bigger. Mm-hmm. And you get these big opportunities by being who you were. But if you associate big opportunities, you know, because I ain't never made it before until this, right? And this far, I never, you know, I ain't grow up watching me. You know, right. I mean, I grew up watching other motherfuckers. So when you see somebody get like, oh shit, this is equivalent to, you know what I mean? You see big opportunities, sometimes you might feel like, well, maybe I gotta be this type of person.
Right.
when no, you just be yourself, because that's what got you where you gonna be. Because one thing is, you don't want to fail trying to be somebody else, and you definitely don't want to win being somebody else, because then that your ass can never be yourself.
Yeah, you stuck being that motherfucker. Yeah,
so get comfortable being you now. And shit, why are you comfortable being you? I'll tell you this. I'm gonna be stand up New York. Quite a few dates. I don't have them handy right now, but go to DamianLemon.com. I put all my new dates on them. I stand up New York quite a bit. I'm going to be out in Denver coming up, be out in Philly coming up, be out in Arlington coming up. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be out in Scottsdale, Arizona coming up. So look there, try to get some tickets and shit, and then, you know, let's connect. And,
yeah,
you know, see me on the Twitters and all other social media platforms.
You know, all this podcast shit, you know what I'm saying? When the stand-up coming out?
It's out here. We do it all the time. We do it all the time.
Where the show at?
Yeah, we got it for you, too. We got it for you. Ali, where can they find you?
Oh, man, on Snapchat, Thorough TV, ThorotV. You know what I'm saying? Thanks for everybody that check in with me, you know what I'm saying, supporting. I started a little Snap show on Fridays. That's all about me missing Miami's on Fridays. So shout out to everybody who supported it this week, the Mating Voyage Jam Pony Express Edition.
Oh, shit.
That's what I'm saying. So, you know, yeah, check me there. You know what I'm saying? I'm on, you know, Instagram. I'm on Twitter, Mr. Muhammad. And shit, we there.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be in town most of next week. I'll be in Charlotte, but I'm here.
All right, then. On the move.
You know what I mean?
As always, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. We out.